Ms. Toronto, you stated in your brief, and correct me, I may not exactly state this correctly, that you wanted the board to incorporate the suspension or do something about the suspension. Can you clarify that?
I can clarify that. It was, if I remember correctly, and I could look, but I won't. It was an and or. What I was endeavoring to be clear about was that while the board was not delegated the authority to suspend or revoke permits, it is delegated the authority to modify permits. And so it could incorporate the terms of the suspension order into the permits in that mechanism. But the effect would be the same as what is in the proposed order. And so that's why I didn't raise it in my oral argument, because it was an and or, and kind of referencing the suspension order is frankly more straightforward.
But I have to disagree with you in that if you're suggesting that the board could do that today in this proceeding, because isn't it correct that the board has a process under the statute that it has to follow if it wants to modify a permit?
Yes. And when we were initially briefing it, it would have had to have shifted into that mechanism. But at this point, it's no longer available as an option.
Pelletier?
Not as I read what's in front of us on the board, we're basically protecting what the board's decision that was made. And we're saying this is how we got to do it. But I'm trying to think, once we get beyond this point, you know, I assume it's going to be just another appeal of where we are.
Well, true, but remember how this came back was in the context of the law court not starting its review of the existing permit appeals. So that was the context in which this was in front of the law court. And the law court said, before we reach the merits of these appeals on the permits, because we've just issued, and it was like, I don't know, 30 days delta of time. Before we get to this, doesn't it make more sense for us to bump it back to the board to get an answer on whether the quiet title decision impacts this? Then it can all come right back to us and we can look at it with the input from the agency, without being in the posture of having to go to the merits first and then bumping it back to get an answer to this question and then coming up again. So while it is kind of double duty for you, for the court, they'll only do it once.
Question that becomes is I understand what you're saying, and I understand the position we're in. I'll leave it at that.
If the commissioner had not ordered the suspension, we might be in a different place. But the commissioner did. Lacking TRI right now, I think everyone would agree there's not sufficient TRI to go forward, even with a valid license, because the commissioner outlined why not. We would, if the commissioner had not taken that action, be in a position where we could consider modifying the license going through that whole process. But that's not actually what the...
Can I ask a point of order? Just a question.
As an intervener?
Are you objecting?
Yes, I'm objecting.
What's your objection?
My objection is
to what she's saying?
Yeah, is that only two of the permits are under suspension, the water permit and others.
What's your objection?
My objection is that Mr. Chairman, but my objection is to what you said.
Yeah.
Is that you're saying
okay,
that the permits are under suspension, but there are only two of them.
Okay.
Is that right?
Your objection, that is correct, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry,
that's all right. I did not get into this to be popular, and so far that's working out.
Yeah,
none of that's good. Yeah, right. You make the seat. Or are you, oh, I was asking questions, right?
I think you were asking me a question. I think.
I was. maybe I should rule myself out of order. No, I'm trying to figure out where we are in this process. The commissioner did order a suspension. The right thing to do without sufficient title right and interest is not to build a project until it either exists or it's not going to exist, in which case the permit goes away. But
well, is that so? I want to be clear that it is Nordic's position that there is a difference between right title and interest and actual title. And the permits, I think, are supported by adequate substantial evidence of right title and interest in within the permit processing period. And so get the changed circumstances that happened with the quiet title decision and the ongoing proceedings that are discussed in the suspension order that you took administrative notice of are kind of evolving as to what would give Nordic the rights to actually build the project, but they would not be changes to TRI, which is relevant only during the permit process in the period.
Well, obviously you can't build on land you don't own.
Well, we could, and it wouldn't be a department issue. Right. It would be a trespass criminal issue.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and you've been probably doing this a while. You understand, I think, that the department deals with a lot of TRI questions, probably on every application, and it's not always titled. There's the right and interest. It can be a lease. It can be an easement. It can be an option to purchase. The number of times where you actually have an outright physical title probably isn't the minority of most applications.
Absolutely.
Therefore, it does become a threshold issue and not a standard.
Yes, absolutely.
Another question? Seeing none, thank you. We can go to the department.
Thank you.